quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Do we not always have a lot to talk about? We got a lot to talk about. We got Dynamite last night. Full results of that show. We're on our way towards Double or Nothing. And we got a Double or Nothing card as well. Actually, a lot of stuff announced for Double or Nothing at this point. We already got 8 matches. You know, sometimes we're a week before the show and we have like 5 and then they throw on a bunch of them. But we got a lot of matches right now. So we'll tell you about that. And then a lot of news. Not the least of which is injury updates on Stephanie Vaquerre and Piper Niven. We've also got an update on the John Cena Classic, which, hey guys, you know the update is every day on the John Cena Classic? They don't know what they're doing, but we've got the latest update on how they don't know what they're doing today on the show. We've also got, what do we have here? House shows. Are you aware that house shows are kind of sort of coming back? A little bit? I'll tell you about that. Full schedule for WWE this summer. Joe Hendry's got a music album. We got some notes on Vince McMahon and his texting, according to his lawyer. And then an update on the whole Stephanie Vaquerre-Cotrero situation, because a really weird thing came out. And apparently it's not what it sounds like, but it's still kind of weird. So we'll tell you about that. And Dragon Lee update and Dixie Carter and this dark side of the ring. Lots to get into. Also, a lot of time for you to send me text messages. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm going solo here today, everybody. That's always a lot of fun. So if you want to help out the show, you can text us 425-780-7566. There's always like all sorts of things that just happen to happen. Right. When we're going on the air here. But I'll get to those as we get going. All right, we'll talk about Dynamite a little bit later on. But let's get into the news. First off, after being sidelined with a neck injury since August of 2025, Piper Niven gave an update Wednesday after undergoing surgery. 35-year-old shared some thoughts and image from a hospital bed after getting an anterior discectomy. A discectomy, which is a surgical procedure, removes a damaged or herniated disc in the neck through a small incision in the front of the throat. In her words, she expressed her, quote, endless love and gratitude to those who have helped her along this journey. I went to California, and all I got, she said, was this lousy anterior discectomy. I have so much I want to say by the past 8 months, but I can get into that later. For now, I want to express my endless love and gratitude. Every single soul has helped me, cared for me during this difficult, really scary time. Pain and heartbreak, incredible teachers. Lessons I have learned from this will stay with me forever. I'm grateful to wake up from surgery already feeling better. I know I'm coming out the other side much stronger for the experience. So, still no news on whether she'll continue or be able to continue wrestling. But, you know, nowadays a lot of these neck surgeries, I mean, people are back. They're back and good to go. Maybe not in storyline with Will Ospreay, but in real life, they're back and good to go. So hopefully, if nothing else, she is pain-free from here on out. But, you know, we had been told that she was out due to a neck injury, and she was out a long time, and now she has gotten the surgery. So all the best to her. All the best also, Stephanie McHare. According to PW Insider, she should be making a comeback on Raw next week. So they've already been discussing ideas for her return. It was a second-degree AC sprain, which took place April 27th, so it's already May 14th. So that's not too bad at all, actually. In fact, that's great. Now, those AC sprains, you know, we talked about when she first got injured. I had that twice, one on each shoulder, and mine were bad. I went from being very strong to I couldn't even bench the bar, the 45-pound bar. I could not bench the bar. And eventually I ended up getting, you know, all of my regular, I wouldn't say my superhuman strength, but my regular strength I got back. And my shoulders are all fine now, but it certainly did suck when it happened, and it freaking hurt. It hurt. So hopefully she is also pain-free and ready to get back on the road. Now, I want to mention something which is kind of weird. The whole Cotrero situation with Stephanie Vaquer. So as everyone's well aware, Tuesday, Cotrero, Rogelio Reyes, was sentenced to 13 years in prison. For a domestic violence incident March 2023 with Vaquer. Turned into an argument. Cotrero grabbed her violently by the throat, threw her into the wall. Object fell off the wall onto her. 13 years he was sentenced, two of which have already been served. And as we talked about, there's also the potential for a reduction in his sentence to another four years. So he could get out in 4 years, basically. So anyway, the Mexican Attorney General's office put out a statement a couple of days ago explaining everything. And there was a line in here that was so weird. It says, on March 7th, court modified that precautionary measure and allowed him to continue the criminal proceedings while free under supervision, etc., etc. Once the corresponding procedural stages were completed and following the oral trial, the judicial authority handed down a guilty verdict against Rogelio, imposed a sentence of 12 years and 8 months, in addition to the payment of full compensation for the damages. So, obviously, some things could be lost in translation, but according to the internet, okay, according to reports on the internet, he has the ability now, I guess, to whatever the word is, you know, appeal. And during this appeal period, according to the stories on the internet, during the appeal period, he is free. Like, he has to check in and everything like that, but, you know, if he wants to wrestle, if someone wants to book him, he can do that. That's destroying the internet. But what is written here is so bizarre. It says, in addition to the payment of full compensation for the damages, it also determined that the convicted individual will serve his sentence while remaining free and may continue to practice his profession under judicial supervision, must therefore report every 3 weeks regarding his appearances, venues, and match cards. As part of the protective measures for the victim, court ruled he may not participate in events where she is present. So, I mean, it's just, like, that's what it says. It determined the convicted individual. It's not saying during appeal. It says, will serve his sentence while remaining free and may continue to practice his profession. So I need to find out what's going on because, yes, obviously he can do the appeal. And I can understand, okay, well, he's doing an appeal and as long as he checks in, you know, whatever. But, like, this right here, this is from the Mexico City General's office, seems to indicate that he will serve his sentence while free. Which makes no sense to me, but, I mean, hopefully this will be cleared up here soon, because that sounds bizarre, to serve your sentence while free. That doesn't seem like serving a sentence to me. But anyway, that's what the Mexican authorities released on Wednesday, so we'll try to get a follow-up on that. So obviously one of the big stories today, well, I guess we'll talk about the John Cena classic first, because we only have a few minutes, and obviously there's not much to say about it. New details regarding WWE's plans for the John Cena Classic Heavy Merged, according to WrestleVotes. No date or venue is currently planned for the show, and one source reportedly said that holding the event in early December would make, quote, logistical sense for WWE's schedule, and coincide with the one-year anniversary of John Cena's final match against Gunther at Saturday Night's main event. It's May. One source has stated logistical sense would be December. But, I mean, where we are is where we were several days ago when we basically told you they have no idea what they're doing for this John Cena tournament. The only thing I know, and I think the only thing they know, is that they're doing some John Cena tournament at some point, somewhere, and what it is, they don't know. How it's going to be, they don't know. You can, I don't want to say totally disregard everything that John Cena said in his promo, but I think you can pretty much disregard everything that guy said in his promo because they don't know what's going on. And John Cena himself, even on social media, kind of, you know, suggested it's like a work in progress. We're going to see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I'm not reporting this, okay, because I actually don't know this, but, you know, they announced that John Cena had some earth-shattering announcement, okay? And I don't know this for sure, but it certainly seems to me like maybe they were going to just announce this club WWE, and then, like, they realized, well, the guy said we're shaking the foundations of WWE, and that's going to be kind of a letdown, so let's think of something else real quick. And they sent this guy out there to talk about some John Cena tournament that they have no idea what they're doing, no idea what it is, no idea where it is, no idea what the rules are, no idea anything. And he just bumbled it out there. It's like something that would have happened in like WCW in like 1999. So anyway, there's no plans. We don't know what's going on. That's the update. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Got a lot of news to talk about. Just get these texts throughout the show. Okay, where were we here? House shows. So, there are going to be 10 main roster WWE house shows coming up this summer. It is the 2026 Summer Tour. And we have Saturday, July 11th, Las Cruces, New Mexico. July 12th, Albuquerque. July 16th, Allentown, Pennsylvania. July 25th, Stockton, California. July 26th in Bakersfield. July 30th, Springfield, Illinois. August 6th, Fairfax, Virginia. August 13th, Manchester, New Hampshire. August 29th, Savannah, Georgia. And August 30th, Charleston, South Carolina. So as far as like who they're advertising, they're just going to be like, you know, whatever they called those dual-branded shows. Cody, Obafemi, Rhea Ripley, Seth Rollins, Jade Cargill, Trick Williams, Drew McIntyre all featured on the graphic. And a lot of tickets going on sale next Wednesday, May 20th. So right now we don't know anything about anything past the summer, but I could talk about house shows for years. I guess the number one thing that I heard was, you know, the idea is that these are going to be much more affordable shows. So if you're one of those people that's been complaining, like, I'd like to take the family to Raw, but my God, these tickets. In fact, I got some, what did I get here? My buddy, if I can find it here, I was posting about, my buddy Matthew says that tickets to Raw in Inglewood this summer, $460 for lower level. For a Raw show. So these will be more affordable shows. They're not going to be TV tapings. And, you know, in the, how far back do I want to go? If we talk about like the 80s, you know, all these wrestlers talked about wrestling 300 dates a year or this or that. And like, no, nobody really did that. I mean, the people that worked the absolute most dates, the absolute, and there were only a few people like this. They were doing like 230, 240 dates. Most people were doing less than that. Yes, they had multiple house show tours. Yes, people were working a lot. Yes, the ring sucked. But I mean, you know, there were a lot of house shows. And obviously there were a lot of house shows all the way up through, you know, I guess they kind of ended around the pandemic time. And one of the things when AEW started was, you know, this is going to be a place where you can make good money and have a nice schedule. You'll work once a week and you won't be on the road 4 days a week. And it was like seen as a really great thing for wrestlers. And then obviously with WWE, it's like they started getting rid of house shows. And, you know, it's kind of actually it's actually ironic because, you know, for the people that have been asking to take pay cuts, one of the things has been like, well, you know, we don't do house shows anymore. You got this big contract with the expectation that you were going to do 4 days a week, pay for your hotels, pay for your transportation. Now you're working 1 day a week. So like, you know, this is not what we originally, but anyway, it's funny. They wanted people to take pay cuts. Now house shows are back. Not a lot of them, but they are back. But that is somewhat ironic. But anyway, you know, they got rid of those house shows. And then it was like, man, what a time to be alive as a wrestler. You're making lots and lots and lots of money. You're on the road 1 day a week, and a travel day, but, you know, you're basically 1 day a week. There's no house shows to beat up your body, and, you know, everything is great. Well, here we are, you know, 6 years in, and I don't know what to make of this experiment because, I mean, if you look at the injury rate. It's not like we have less injuries now than when we had out shows. If anything, we have the same amount of injuries and maybe even more. It's like people are hurt all the time. And the funny thing is, they're not even going from working 4 days a week to 1 day a week. I mean, unless you're like a guy like John Moxley, who just, he can't help himself. I mean, most people aren't even working one show a week. I would say most people are wrestling maybe twice a month. You know, and there are people working far less frequently than that. And we have just as many injuries. And I think part of that is because, you know, the mindset has changed where, well, I don't have any house shows. I'm only going to work twice this month. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to kill myself in this match. I'm going to do some crazy banger. And, you know, people get hurt. So anyway, you know, as far as like no house shows will help the injury rate, that sure didn't happen. And then we've got a far bigger problem, which is, well, now, you know, in the old days, you would get called up from developmental. This is a WWE thing, obviously, but we'll get to AEW. WWE, you know, I don't think most people remember this, but Brock Lesnar was called up to the main roster way too early. He was not ready when he was called up. But he was called up to the main roster, and he immediately went on the road with guys who could work. And that guy got up to speed quick. And it was the same with everybody. You could get called up early. You could be called up on time. But you would be brought up to speed rapidly because you were getting 4 days a week in front of live crowds working with people who knew how to work. And what have we seen now? I could name names, but I don't want to. But you've all seen them. How many people have we seen called up from NXT? And they are at a certain level when they get called up. And they're still at that exact same level. They haven't gotten any better. And there's a lot of them. And it's not even, I don't want to name names because I don't want people to feel like I'm targeting them or it's their fault or whatever. What do you expect? Like, they're called up to the main roster and literally working less than we were. Like, in NXT, they actually do house shows. You know, they do the events. They practice all the time. They have their coconut loop or whatever they call it. But, you know, once you get called up to the main roster, it's like, now, at this point, it's like as good as you're going to get because unless you're, you know, somebody who they've got working on pretty much every single show for whatever reason, I mean, you aren't getting experience to get better. So that's bad. That is an actual bad thing for the lack of house shows. And then with AEW, I mean, they don't have a developmental, but, I mean, I won't mention names here either, but you've all seen it for people that are still there. I mean, you can look at people from 2019, 2020, 2021. These people were young. They had so much potential. And the same thing was like, oh my God, in 3 years, this person is going to be incredible. And how many of them are exactly where they were then, both on the card and work-wise? The only ones who have gotten better are the ones who have taken it upon themselves to like take some indie dates, do a tour of Japan. You know, those are the people that have improved somewhat because they're going out there and trying. But like everybody else, it's like there's a lot of people who, you know, I make my money and I ain't going to make that much to go to house shows. So what's the point? Not realizing the point is to get better. So anyway, I think that house shows are an important part of professional wrestling. I think that that every organization should run house show tours. I think that, you know, if you are not on the main roster of a major company, you should be going out there getting as many dates as you possibly can, obviously. And I'm glad to see that WWE's got some house show dates back. Because, you know, the one thing that I haven't mentioned yet is, like, amongst the wrestlers, like, a lot of wrestlers really love doing house shows. Because they're easier in the sense that, you know, you don't have this rush of, oh my God, something got changed during the show, our time got cut, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you go out there, you have some fun. You have an easy match in front of fans. You know, the people are super into it. It's a fun thing to do. And a lot of wrestlers miss doing house shows. So I am happy to see them back. And hopefully it continues into the fall. Okay, I got to talk about this. I was going to wait till the Dynamite report, but may as well talk about it now. So they did announce the brackets for the Owen Hart tournament, and we've got a few things. So the men's tournament On one side, we have Samoa Joe versus Will Ospreay and Mark Davis versus Jack Perry. On the other side, we have Swerve and Bandito and Claudio and Brody. And obviously, the two of the matches, the Ospreay match and the Swerve match, will take place at Double or Nothing. The finals take place at Forbidden Door, June 28th, San Jose. And the winner of the tournament goes to Wembley to get a championship match. So, you know, obviously, Ospreay would win. Who he faces in the finals could be a lot of people, could be Swerve. Obviously, that's the biggest name. They may want to do, you know, Brody as the big monster. I mean, there's a lot of things they can do. But that is the men's bracket. But the women's bracket is the one everyone's talking about. Because on one side, we got Persephone and Hazuki and Willow Nightingale versus Alex Windsor. And on the other side, it's Mina Shirakawa versus Athena and Sky Blue versus Saray. No Mercedes anywhere to be seen. And obviously the big question everyone's asking is, what are they doing with Saray? Because like last night, this morning, Saray has been tweeting that she has a neck injury and she's apologizing and she's going to be taking time off. And so everybody wants to know what's going on. All I can tell you, okay, all I can tell you is that as of last night during the show, everybody in these brackets was expected to be working the show. So my assumption is Saray is doing it. Probably eliminated in the first round. Maybe they'll work around her injury. But as far as I know, they announced her because they were under the impression she's doing the tournament. So I guess we shall see what happens. We'll be back with the Dynamite Report in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It's time for the Dynamite Report. I got a lot to say. I'll say more tonight with Vinny. This is just a quick recap here. I mostly liked the show a lot, actually. With one storyline exception, which I do not like one bit. You're welcome to fight me if you want, I don't care. But we'll get into it as we get going. The opening of this show was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. MJF shows up, and Renee goes up to him and she says, "Well, if Darby wins tonight, you have to sign a contract for a world title match with your hair on the line. Are you ready for that?" MJF looks at her and he's like, "Ugh, God." He's disgusted. He's sad. He's worried. He starts walking off through the backstage area, and every single person that he passes is bald. And there's someone who's, God, that guy's bald. Oh my God, that guy's bald. Dude, everyone is bald. And then finally he gets to Ricochet, who tells him, "You know what? You'll look all right. Not as good as me, but you'll look fine." Loved this segment. Young Bucks and Orange Cassidy and Adam Copeland against Christian the Dog. I'm sorry. Golly, there's 50. Young Bucks and Orange Cassidy and Copeland and Christian versus the Dogs, FTR, and Tommaso Ciampa. So we have a 10-man tag. Just dudes everywhere. Everybody's running wild. By the way, since someone said they counted 21 people in that backstage segment, every single person in that backstage segment was a legitimate AEW employee / independent contractor. So they got a lot of bald people working there. So anyway, this match was great. You know, there are certain things about AEW that I'm just like, what's going on here? One of them is that Christian is wrestling with a broken arm. So somehow, Christian with a broken arm in storyline was cleared before Will Ospreay. So he's out there with his broken arm. Everybody hits the ring. Big spot. Buck super kick Clark. Copeland spears him, pins him. This match was great. And everybody was on fire. And even like the Bucks. The Bucks are always great, but they were even better than usual here on this one. This was a very good opener. Then we had a segment that I actually loved, but God darn it, did I hate the follow-up. Moxley meets with, they're having a training session. And Ospreay's in a neck bridge. And Moxley is meanwhile bullying this idiot Wheeler Yuta. And he's explaining what to do. And then finally he pulls Ospreay aside and he goes, "That night you won the Super Juniors, you were carefree. Flew like a bird. The joy of doing this. But everything had to become complicated. Life happens, bad things happen, bad choices. The weight bears down on your shoulders. You feel like you cannot fly. But nothing is different. These things are all still there, but now you can still fly. But you're more dangerous. A bird of prey. A killer. So tonight, when you go out there, don't go out there to protect anything. Go out there and give something." What a pep talk. I was like, all right, now it's on. As Booker T said, it's on like neck bone now. So they go to Ricochet and Gates of Agony and Mark Davis. It's apparently going to be a 7-on-7 stadium stampede. So it'll be GOA, Ricochet, Mark Davis, Andrade, and the Dogs against Jericho's team of 7. Speedball Mike Bailey faces poor bloke Westbrook. This guy tried some spot, slipped in the ropes. He ended up like a fly in a spider web. Mike Bailey just stopped wrestling altogether. He looked at this bloke, and then he kicked his head off and double kneed him and pinned him. So then they do the Kevin Knight Open Challenge. with the returning Brian Cage. Brian Cage is back. Looks incredible. Gets beat. Back in the same spot. But it was a good match. And then afterwards, Jet and Speedball do a promo. Speedball says he is next in line for the world title. So Darby is, in fact, it's going to go until the wheels fall off. Even after signing a contract for Double or Nothing, he will still defend the title on every show. That's apparently the storyline. Does this make sense in storyline if you're Tony Khan? Of course not. Putting your main event in danger. And in fact, I mean, MJF should be out there in every single match trying to stop him from winning. If we're really trying to have this make sense, but we'll see. We had a Jack Perry promo, and then, yes, Will Ospreay and Ace Austin. After all that, after that big speech, Will Ospreay goes out there with a guy who I don't think has ever won a singles match in AEW. 50-50. 15 minutes. Crowd's dead. Back and forth. Listen, I love Ace Austin. He's completely underutilized. But, like, what are we doing here? Will Ospreay finally armbars this guy, submits him after an epic battle, and that's that. So then Joe comes out and says, man, you know what? You should have come with me because you got a bye in that first round, but now you got to die. And I will leave you in peace, but my friends will not. So they go down to kill this guy, Shabbat and Bowens, but the Death Riders come out and they clear the ring. I could talk for hours about this Ospreay thing, but I don't have time now. Suffice to say, I don't like it one bit. And if you like it, that's fine. But I think what's notable here is that the crowd was dead for this match. This is not what they want to see out of Will Ospreay. So whatever story you're telling is not working right now. I have to at least address Yeti Pot Pie. Dave says, he says, that we're supposed to wait for the peak to happen in July and August. Guys, did Will Ospreay just debut last week? Am I missing part of the story that he just debuted in AEW? This guy's been around forever. Forever, okay? I know you guys hate comparisons to WWE, but too bad. Listen to me. Because this is actually important, because this actually is built around the biggest lucrative period in the history of WWE. Do you guys realize that Cody Rhodes was pushed as the top babyface in WWE for 2 full years before he won the title? When he lost to Roman Reigns at that WrestleMania, from that moment forward, for the next 12 months, Cody Rhodes was pushed as the top star in the industry. He headlined every show. He won every match. You may as well have had the belt on him. He was pushed as champion for an entire year before he won that title. So if you take the year leading up to the first WrestleMania, which he lost in the year, he was pushed as the top star for 2 years before he became champion. During that time, business got hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And he wasn't even the champion, but he was pushed that way. He wins the title, and then for another year, they were at their absolute peak. So don't tell me, oh, wait, we can't peak Will Ospreay until a month before Wembley. You should have been peaking Will Ospreay. Like, how long has he been in AEW? Do they need to go back and look it up? If you wanted to tell this story about how he has to learn to win or whatever, like, that should have been done a long time ago. We don't need to beat this guy and 50-50 this guy and, oh, this guy needs to train to be a killer till, like, the last second, okay? Like, and then I should have mentioned this last night. Dave's making comparisons to, like, Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. You know, well, you know, they lost and went 50-50. Guys, we're not building up Will Ospreay to be the international champion or the TNT champion. He's supposed to be the world champion, the top guy in AEW. We don't need to wait until July to push this guy as, oh, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy should be the champion right now. This should have been done a long time ago. He should be smashing. And the worst part about this whole Ace Austin thing is it was literally on the same show where, like, he completed his training with Yoda. Hey, you're done, brother. You got it, okay? Go on. Stop being so giving. Go out there and take it. Go out there and kill this guy. He got the best pep talk from Jon Moxley to then go out there and 50-50 with Ace Austin. Guys, I hate it. If you like it, great. That's great, okay? But you know what? I am not influencing all the people that showed up at Dynamite and were sitting there in silence while he went 50-50 with Ace Austin. It's not what people want from Will Ospreay. And listen, you can push him as the top guy now and crown him at Wembley. We don't need to wait until the very last second. Need I go on? No, I'm not gonna. Don Callison to catch a promo at the Darby match tonight. MJF walked in, gave one of his rings, apparently, to Don Callis. And then Andrade walked in and he wants the next shot. So it looks like between now and Double or Nothing, we're going to have Darby versus Andrade and Roosh and Speedball. So this guy goes, 50-50 is the AEW way. You need to accept this, Brian. They're not changing. I will not accept this. No, I won't. I won't. I will this. Listen, guys, we could all live in a universe where there's multiple timelines. You exist in 500 timelines, okay? In the one I'm in now, I'm going to fix this. I don't care about the other ones. Conglomeration promo. Briscoe's back. Then we have the Brawling Birds and Hikaru Shida versus Tekla, Sky Blue, and Julia Hart. This is another. Nope, Yeti, I'm not listening to this let this play out crap. Knock it off. Brawling Birds and Shida versus Tekla, Sky Blue, and Julia Hart. Crowd was dead for this match. And it certainly did not help that the heels got the heat on Shida, who has been a heel. If anyone is surprised that no one cared when the heels got the heat on Shida, I don't know what to tell you. I don't need to read manga to make this work. It just didn't work. And then at the end, yeah, that was what I was told. If you only read more manga, then I would understand this Will Ospreay storyline. Is that where we're at right now? That's what we need to understand? No, absolutely not. Anyway, we got a disqualification finish if that wasn't enough in this match. Let's get to the good stuff. The main event was Darby Allin Takeshita. This match was freaking incredible. Although there was, you know, the usual insane Darby stuff. But hey, he's going to go till the wheels fall off. So they had a German suplex off the top, popping up into a bridge. We had a blue thunder bomb off the apron to the floor. These guys are just like going wild. And finally, you know, Darby tries a scorpion. Takeshita gets the ropes. Darby immediately hits two coffin drops, pins him. This match was incredible. And this Darby reign is going to be talked about for generations. I mean, it is awesome. I actually don't want him to win at this point at Double or Nothing. I want this to be exactly what he said it's going to be, which is a freaking shooting star. 15 minutes of absolute calamity from Everett through Double or Nothing, and then it's over. It's better to die young than fade out, isn't that what they say? So, yeah, him and MJF then signed the contract. The hair match is on. Hair versus title at Double or Nothing. More after the break, Observer Live.
The Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you. Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Look at all you geeks winding me up. You happy now? Wind this guy up! Let him go! All right, fine. Don't work yourself into a shoot, brother, this guy says. Will putting Ace Austin over? The nerve. What is going on here? What has happened to this business? Anyway, I did love everything he did with Darby and MJF. Someday MJF should lose his hair. It should not be Double or Nothing. But his day will come at some point down the road. And he's clearly been planting seeds on this one for a long time, because it wasn't out of the blue that people started mentioning his hair months and months and months and months ago. So I think once every year or two, he's going to put that hair on the line, and then the day is going to come where it's going to go. Hey, listen, we're out of time, everybody. Boy, what a wacky Thursday this was. And tomorrow's Fun Friday. I may or may not be here. There may be a replay tomorrow. I may have something I have to do, but we shall see. But I intend to likely be here, but you never know. But tonight I will be back with the Brian and Vinny Show for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Check it out. We got 90 minutes to talk about both of these shows. Y'all going to wind me up again for the next 8 hours and then let me go? That should be fun. But anyway, that's it. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And we're going to wrap it up for today. Lots of stuff coming up over the next couple of days on the site as well, so check it out. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.